Hello footies and welcome back to the one and only daily FIFA podcast, Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the daily released content, we talk players and review them, and of course as part of footcoaching.com we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. We upload our latest episode every day at 2200 Central European time. Unless if you support us through our Patreon, then you get the episode the moment we're done recording. Today is September 30, also known as Season 3, Episode 3, but it's been known for web app release day. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and of course, I'm back with the King of the North, it's Yngwie.
Hello.
Hello, Yngwie. It's web app day, are you excited?
A little bit. It's always fun to start opening up the web app and check how it looks and stuff like that. Of course, it was not exactly easy to get on, so I had to actually use my pure VPN program to set the IP in the UK to be able to get on to the web app. So, a lot of my friends in Norway can't get on yet, so yeah.
Well, maybe if we log off now.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, and you're not alone. We are not alone. Joining us is our dear friend, Mr. Teddy Bear himself. It's Chris.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
We are good.
We're good. Sorry, I always when I say Teddy Bear, I'm always afraid I will offend you. But
no, I love that nickname. I love it.
It's good to have you on the show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, super excited, could not wait to open my packs, so forgot about Team of the Week and opened them before 6 o'clock. So the web app worked for us fine in the UK, and it was great. It's actually a lovely looking web app, to be honest with you.
Yeah, come to think of it, I might have done the same. Uh-oh. Is this the moment that you actually, if it was a camera pointed at me, you could see my cheeks blush? Like, uh-oh. Yep, I think I've done the same.
I think many people got a little bit eager when they finally got on. They just ripped everything open. So
yeah, and the weird thing is, I was refreshing and suddenly I was in. And last year, I distinctly remember that it took me so long to actually be able to open a pack or do anything at all. And it's, for me at least, it's super smooth. I could log in, not been kicked out. I just click through it like it's optimal. I can't say anything else. So I was so happy I was in. I'm like, I open my pack before everything crashes, but it's been 2 hours now and no crash for me.
Oh, that's nice.
How is it for you, Chris?
It's been fine. It's been fine. I punched the air when I got 85 Thiago Silva and his 59 pace. I thought that was excellent. It's made my night, that one. Can't wait to rock him. His 59 pace.
No, I don't think that's much of. We'll talk about it in when we have a week or so to play.
Yeah, of course.
I'm especially at the start. I'm not too bothered by playing a slower defense. Yesterday, I quickly said that the chemistry styles have been altered, and speed has been tuned down. And I think that means that defensive behavior is going to be much more important this year than speed. And I'm willing to take a guess. I'm willing to take a bet on the slower defenders with higher defensive awareness, if I'm quite honest, at least at the start.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It could be. I hope so that it's not going to be the fastest player wins all the time. But I think the people that going to face a certain French in-form striker are going to struggle no matter quite how fast the central defender is.
I don't know, though. You won't face many of those either way.
No, you won't face, but the ones facing.
Okay. But, I mean, I wouldn't worry about that. Just get a team, enjoy the game for a bit. Our advice is always been thus far that you should just rock the squad battles until Sunday evening, and who cares what you're playing at, right?
Yeah, that's always a good thing to go by, I think. Yeah. Just try to have fun. It's not gonna be easy in the beginning for anyone, so just try to get through those first matches and get a placement, and then you'll have some coins, and then you can start building.
Well, not some coins though. Can you say quickly for everyone listening how that's been going, these rival placement matches?
I've heard if you win all five, I think you get set in division either 2 or 3. I think it's 2. And you get 124,000 coins, I think it is.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
So that's a very
amazing good start. That.
Yeah.
At the start of the game.
Yeah. So you just need to take them serious. So
use every loan item you can get your hands on. Don't be afraid to do it. Just push those five matches out. And be careful when you play it, by the way. Might even be worth it to try to play it at the start of next week when it comes out, I was thinking, when everyone opens the game. But on the other hand, you want those coins. Division 3 is 84 or 86, something like that, 1,000. But I think Div 5 is still around 50k. So that's still fine at the start for 5 matches. So tomorrow might be a good kickstarter.
Yeah, just get finished with it before people build a better squad you're going to face. So if you have something to play the matches with, then just go get them done. You can always get promoted and you'll get the coins, but this is like one time only. When you get promoted, you get the coins one time, so you can't like relegate and then get promoted and get more coins. So remember that.
Yeah, I think that's important. So you don't get the 100,000 coins every time, you get it once, and basically because that's all the promotion coins at once. So every time you promote, or the first time you get a promotion, you'll still get a little bit of those coins. So don't worry if you do end up being in Div 6 or something. You'll get there eventually. Whenever you get up, you get a little coin bonus the first time.
Yeah.
We got Team of the Week, guys. It's back.
Yes.
Before I start my rant, who wants to go at it?
There's some interesting cards there. Some really fun ones, some really good ones, and a few we can dream of getting. So, of course, Ben Yedder got this inform, 86 rated. Really good card. Suarez, Alejandro Gomez, Lozano, Bruno Fernandes, Jamie Vardy, and Upamecano from the Red Bull Leipzig. Looks to be a good 82 rated card as well. Ansu Fati. So there are some very good players there.
Any players you're interested in, or which stand out for you, Chris?
Well, I've just looked at the Ben Yedder. He's sold for 279,000, the 86 striker. He's actually went for that. They've updated the price. It's sold for 279. I'd love to have him. I was going to actually ask you, John, from your point of view, if you look at the team of the week, would you start defence, midfield, or attack? What would you be advised if you were to look at one player? What area would you think would be the best one to start with?
Oh, that's a good question, though. I mean, the Bruno Fernandes card looks really good. But I'm planning on starting out with the 4-4-2 again. And then in that case, I need 2 good central midfielders. But talking about starting a squad, I think I am definitely going to try to start Serie A again this year, which means that Chucky Lozano looks like, if I could pick one card now, not counting the coins or the word of it, I'll definitely take the Lozano card.
Yeah, Lozano, he looks interesting. Of course, at the early stage of the game, he should be able to run past most defenders, I think. And of course, you have the Alejandro Gomez card as well. Double 4-star skill moves and weak foot and fast and everything. Always fun to use. So there are some nice options in this area already. The Suarez card could be really interesting as well, but of course that's La Liga. But his finishing should be really good. He's probably going to be cheaper than Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, so, probably. I mean, Premier League is going to be by far the most expensive league once again, as always. But I think this year they had so many good transfers that I don't see a way out of that.
The answer,
quite
soon. The Ansu Fati card looks, of course, interesting as well, but I think it's going to be extinct in the beginning.
Yeah.
There are some interesting cards.
Any cheap beasts?
Upamecano, maybe. Upamecano, 82. Could be, I think you don't mean, if you get him early, it might be not too expensive.
AD pays on your defender, Upamecano. That's 82 rated central defender from Leipzig.
He's going to be really good if you can snag him. He might be expensive after a few hours when people run the EA Play one. Really good card. I think he can be usable for a while.
Yeah, so start a defender with 80 defense.
I would
defense.
Keep him if I packed him, though. So unless you're desperate to change your team and you can't fit him in anyways, then you can, of course, sell him. But I think I would keep him because he should go up as well.
There's one card which I really like. Is Caputo. It's 86 pace, like 83 shooting, 80 dribbling. But also because if you destroy an opponent, you can say Caputo. It's perfect.
Yeah, he's a little bit low composure, though, but other than that, he looks good.
Yeah, true. But you can't have it all this time around.
No, the finishing and positioning are really good, though, so that's fine. And, of course, he has good jumping and heading as well, so he could be a little bit of a maybe fun player to use, actually. He looks no problem, of course, to link. Say another Serie A one, so...
Before I go, I got two more comments about this. But Chris, about this team of the week, anything you're missing or you want to
James Tavernier. James Tavernier of Rangers scored two penalties at the weekend, had an absolutely great game. He's really had bang on form. Maybe Rangers will be lucky to keep him, to be honest with you. I think he may go to the Premier League before the thing stops. He's our captain. He's not always a fan's favourite, but I'll tell you something, he started the season amazing. And for me, he should have been in the team of the week alongside, I think, somebody you thought as well, John.
Yeah, I thought Marco Senesi from Feyenoord with his overhead kick for central defender. His goal is going to be a Puskas winner, maybe. But he should have been in. I mean, sometimes there are like cards like the Trauka card, Trauka and Mitrovic. No one's going to play those cards, right? I mean, why wouldn't you put them in?
So. Maybe not Christy either.
No, Christy neither, no. So, yeah.
Yeah, but...
We have to have some weaklings in. But, I mean, the first... there's no week league yet, so the first team of the week, they can always spice up a bit as well. I think that's never... And it sells back. So that could be... but overall, it is a pretty good team of the week, though. To start off with.
Yeah.
Yes, it's much better than I thought it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So, that's a really, really, really good start, I think. You have Vardy, Suarez, Yedder, Fernandes, Gomez, Upamecano, Lozano. Of course, Iniesta, it's a good card because the pace isn't that important now, but
he's
gonna skip him before Fati as well. It's gonna fun player, gonna be good now. So
the only thing that I said the big defenders doesn't really matter, but that does not go for Jose Fonte because 36 pace, that's a little bit on the low side. Yeah, I wouldn't risk that.
No, it's a little bit too low. So he might struggle in the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. but overall, I wanted to say that because the basic chemistry style on goalkeepers does +5 instead of +10, special cards, especially team weak cards for goalkeepers, might be worth having a look at. Not yet, maybe. Not the first couple of weeks. But over the couple of months, they might be interesting because... Not every basic card gives a goalkeeper +10 anymore. So,
right, okay.
It didn't matter if you had a 90 Ter Stegen, not in form, or the 98, for example, or 95. But this year, I think it matters a bit more due to the chemistry. So,
Yeah, a little bit, but of course, if you have like the big rated cars like Neuer or Block, Alisson and things, if you get an inform, I don't think the boost will be that high that it will be worth spending extra coins. But maybe if they get 2-3 informs, then you maybe can start looking at considering upgrading.
Yes, because 2 or 3 informs in, they might actually be maximized on stats. So,
well, if they're 90 rated, then it's going to be 93. So still lots of place to boost stuff. So
yeah, 98 if you put the chemistry style on them. So
goalkeepers are usually the ones I don't look too much at in the beginning. That's because, well, the attackers are not going to be as good as they're going to be later anyway, so I would rather save my coins and buy a good keeper later when they have dropped.
That's an interesting approach, though. Mm. I mean, last year I packed Ter Stegen really early. I'm pretty sure he was one of the reasons I performed well at the start. But there's something to be said for getting him most of the attack as well. I don't know. Maybe just keep a balance. Learn the game first.
Yeah, I would spend elsewhere in the beginning. I remember I had the one that I packed now, David Soria, I think. I had him in the beginning. I don't know if he was 80 rated or something, or he's still off, or if he was 82 then as well. But he performed really well. So I think he was quite good for 2 months. I think I used him now and then. So
yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I think you're right. It doesn't really matter at the start.
But of course, if you pack an untradeable Ter Stegen, then of course you set at least you can use him at least until team of the year, probably. At least maybe until team of the season as well. But if you have if you get him tradable, I would consider selling him at the highest and buy a cheaper one.
Yeah, still, that's fair. Still, because I'm talking. I have the 81 Cresito now in goal. That's going to be it for a while, I think.
Yeah, I have the Soria one, and he's 82 rated, and he looks, well, more than decent, I think. So I'm happy to try him out again. So he's 6'4" as well. So that should be like a decent goalkeeper to have, and he has the comms for crosses trait. That can be nice if people start crossing a lot.
Would be my recommendation for the hours I did play to get that ASAP on your goalkeeper.
To get
comms for crosses. I felt that crossing might be really good. Just saying now, I have to test it for another week. I know more in a week, but it felt really good, let's put it like that.
Yeah.
So that might be interesting. I know Chris has a question, but before we go into it, I got one little question to you guys, because I know people are wondering. Have you already an idea of what your starter squad's going to be? Is that going to be a league, a hybrid, or a nation, and which of those are it? Yngwie?
I'm planning a hybrid, I think. But since starter packs have given me quite a few good, solid La Liga cards, so I guess that's a few of those. And I will try to get some cheap ones, unless if we get some kind of packs for logging in and stuff. It all depends on what I pull there as well. So I'll try to get some cheap, just solid card. I've seen a few good ones from the Belgium Pro League, that decent defenders there as well, that I can consider getting. And of course, there's some good attackers in the Eredivisie league as well, that hopefully cheap. And there's a few cheap ones maybe in the Chinese league attackers. So there yeah. are some options. I think I'm gonna steer clear of Premier League unless I pack them, because they're gonna be expensive.
Yeah, I'm definitely staying away from Premier League as well. But you're taking this whole squad building starter squad to the whole new level.
I'm already up to a 79 rated squad and 96 team chemistry here, so I was quite lucky with getting players in the same leagues with strong links, so that's of course nice.
That's a great start. Chris?
For, I'm torn between following Andrew's advice of selling everything and making as much coins as possible. But if I was going to build a squad, I would stick with France. I know it's going to be expensive, but I just think, looking at last year's meta, and if it's anywhere like it, I think French players are probably the way to go for me.
Smart choice.
I tried last year I went with Serie A, which I really, really enjoyed because, you know, I like the players in there. But I think this year it's going to be France. My ideal would be to trade to one of the big Team of the Week players from France, either Ben Yedder if possible, or Upamecano. I think one of them is going to set the tone for my team. But definitely France this year.
I'd love to get, if I can afford Ben Yedder in any way in the beginning, if I can get one of his non-inform cards, that would be awesome for a decent amount of coins. I'll buy him and just build around him, I think. I don't know if I'll, when I'm not going to spend the FIFA points, I need to be really lucky with the rewards and stuff like that. So, of course, I need to finish the placement matches quick and then hope for a little snipe, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I think, sorry, John.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, the placement matches, I think if you get them out quick and get a good start, I think, and then just potentially that's a real bonus, that isn't it, those coins, is maybe buy the big player with that kind of money that you get. That could be the way to go. And then I'm going to certainly follow Andrew's advice on the pods that he's done and trade my way up to the rest of the guys, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, I'm missing Andrew already. I'm probably going Syria. No, not probably. I'm just going Syria. Start off with. Basically, because last year, I played 1,000 matches with Ronaldo. Loved it. Not everyone did. But might be the last year that he's actually performing as that well and can actually use him. So my goal is just going to go road to Ronaldo. CR7 for the win. Going to get a quick Syria squad going and just remain that until I can afford Ronaldo.
Just upgrade as you go along.
Exactly. I got a pretty basic team set up. Let's see what we're back tomorrow once we can load up points.
I mean, Dybala was good last year. I enjoyed playing with the road to final Dybala last year. He was a great card.
I did not like him, to be honest, because of his weak foot. But this year, everything different. We start again. I'm starting with Ibrahimovic, just saying that. He's going to be in my starter squad. And Ilić is my idea.
Ilić's a good player.
I got a good thing going. As forward strikers, somewhat bigger, they need to be able to make a header. And I want my wingers to be really fast. I'm just going to play some really fast attacking 4-4-2. Just hoof the ball and see where we go. No meta, but I think I'm going to enjoy the first month. Talking about uploading points, Chris, you had a question for us.
Yeah, my question is, to buy or not to buy? That is the question. Do you buy FIFA points or do you do a road to glory? I just wanted to get your guys' opinions.
Cool question. Ingvi, go ahead.
It all depends. If you're low on money, stay away. If you have more than enough money to spend something on FIFA points and think that it's going to be fun to do so and okay, and you plan to use it to start trading a little bit quicker, then of course you can spend some money on some points. If you want a challenge, then you go to no spending at all. But of course that might be really frustrating, so it all depends on how patient you are playing the game. As well, maybe a small start with points and then just go road to glory after you opened a few packs to just get something to go get going during the placement matches, etc. But the crazy spending is, I don't know, it's just insane in these times, insecure how the economy is going to be and stuff like that, and then go spend 1,000 plus Euro pounds or whatever on FIFA points. That's not something I would do. I can't afford to spend anything on points this year, so and I'm fine with it. It's just going to take me longer to get a decent team, but that's totally fine. There's more important things in life than taking shortcuts in FIFA.
Yeah, and besides that, those shortcuts are not guaranteeing anything, and you are still our Mr. Packlock, so who knows?
That didn't pack any icons, so yeah.
Well, you don't need pack icons when you pack Team of the Year, Ronaldo.
Untradeable, in the end.
Hey, Chris, I was wondering, though, I was in doubt, to be quite honest. I wanted to go and see if I could qualify this year, right? I think I got the skill, not to sound arrogant, but I should be able to do it. So I was going to invest heavily, quite honest. Yesterday, we talked about the new FIFA series, the FIFA Global Series. And because the qualification is going to be that tough, maximum 1,000 per qualifier, and you don't get loans or restrictions on those qualifiers, at least they did not announce those yet, I think you have to invest really heavy to be able to actually sort of have a chance in those qualifiers. So I did a little Twitter poll and asked people, should I do it or not? And many people said, well, it's just so risky, I wouldn't do it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new series, which is going to be, I don't have a good name for it yet, but let me know if you have a suggestion for that, if you're listening to this, or Chris, if you have a suggestion. But it's going to be Dead to Glory, which means I am going to put in some points, and that's going to be between 12,000 and 24,000 FIFA points at the start, and that's it. And also means I'm just going to, well, I am a dad, so that works out. But I'm going to spend the time which I have to actually play next to all the foot coaching stuff to get the maximum out of it. And I'll actually be streaming that as well. So if you follow me on Twitch, next week we'll start that and we'll start streaming that. That means 1 hour, maybe 2 hours a day maximum. Hopefully sometimes even more. But basically I'm just going to continue the grind there. But I'll do start off with some points between 12 and 24K. That's just to give me a head start. And I think most of the dads, so to speak, might have a little bit of income to spare. I think 12K is reasonable for one time. So starting opening some packs, not quite sure how much, probably drafting the rest of the points. I think that's it.
Brilliant.
How about you?
I will put points on. That's probably 60K. Another a question for another 78K. Just don't want the wife listens to these pods, so no that kind of money. I think it's probably a question for another pod as well, because otherwise we could be here for hours. But you know, the fairness of pro players having to buy into the pro scene, that's maybe something we can, I'm going to be asking you another time if I ever back on, John, you know, if that's fair or not. But I will certainly buy, I'll certainly get some points. I think I want to start off fast, as I say. I want to get a player like Ben Yedder or somebody at the start that's going to shape my team going forward. So I think the points is probably the route I'll go down.
Yeah, well, I can answer your question really quickly. I don't think you should invest to be able to show your skills. So I think it's very neat of players like Tim Latka to not spend any points this year, but it's going to be so hard to compete. And I think that's a bit of a wrong situation. I mean, I got the time and hopefully the skill to compete, but I can't risk putting the money in this year. So I'm just letting the ship sail by. And it should never be like that. I think you should always be able to give it your max without having... the situation as it is now, it's more suitable. If you spend more money, you can buy better players. And that first month, the first 5 weeks is going to be so important. Then it's just going to determine your whole season. And if you haven't qualified before December, your season is over. I think that's so strict that it should only be skill dependent. But yeah.
Yeah, 100% agree with you, John. Skill should definitely be over cash, 100%. The guys who are the best in the world should be allowed to compete on a level playing field, you know, against other people. That would make I just find it a very strange situation that they have to buy their way into this, to the pro scene.
Yeah, and I'm coaching players, like people send me matches all the time, and I see so much talent around. We talked about India yesterday. I got some players who actually went to India, playing from India. And I think if you look at the talent that's there, and people, they say, well, we couldn't compete until the news yesterday. But also you have to spend so much to actually be able to compete. I think that's such a waste, because it would be so good for the esport if you have some underdogs and some real talent growing into it.
That's true.
Definitely.
I mean, that's the good story, right? The football club that climbs through the ranks. Why is everyone loving the hashtag United story at this moment? Because they came from nowhere, built up, and came through. Why does everyone love Formula One when Pierre Gasly wins? Because no one expected it. And that's not even a fair playing field. So I think the gap's getting really big this year. And if it's the qualifiers would be, you get loans, for example. So if you made the qualifier, then you're able to have an equal playing field. That would already be a good step in the right direction. But that doesn't seem to be the place. So I'm really frightened about that. That works out.
For me, there should be every player in the game should be available at the pro scene. Not necessarily weekend league, but if you know, I don't know how you would do it in terms of that point of view, if you have a different game or whatever, but I think for those guys who have the talent, whether it's, you know, a qualifier with a bronze team or a silver team or whatever you do, you know, so that people can qualify, those guys then should have access to every single player when they go to the pro tournament, and for that point of view, and that would, then the best player would win, wouldn't they?
Yeah. And I think there's so much hidden talent out there. It's the game is played by so many people, and only the ones that can afford it are actually able to make a push. And the top 5% of even those players are able to be on the scene all the time. I think that's a bold statement. I'm really looking forward to seeing how Tim Latka goes. Without spending any points, although it is, of course, its job, so he's got much more time to spend in as well. The only reason I'm spending coins now is to make a good head start, and I don't know, I can't play more than 2 hours a day maximum. So there's that. Anyways, before we end the show, I think we have a good long show. Chris, thank you for being on again. But where can people find you? I just typed on Twitter at Teddybear, but I would not recommend doing that.
You might get some strange views. I'm on the Discord. I say this every time I come on. Great place to be, the Discord. Great for squad building, coaching, and trading. And a really good bunch of guys on there under Grandpapa Mac. You'll get me there. on the Discord. So I'm not the oldest, I don't think. But that's the name I go under, Grandpapa Mac. Not Teddybear just yet.
No, you're not the oldest, no. I am almost the youngest with my age, which is also a very nice thing to have for change. Yngwie, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgenoni. That's an easy way to find me. And, of course, the EA forums at Litlalan95.
Awesome. You can find the show on at Foot and Review. Chris talked about it already, but if you want to support the show and or join our Discord, go to patreon.com/footinreview. For a cup of coffee, you can already join. And for the price of a cup of coffee, I should say, of course, because I see people already sending me a cup of coffee, which is weird. Just for €3, you can step in. And it also gives you a discount for coaching. So if you want to have coaching booked, just go to the Discord first, and actually it's cheaper that way. You can find the show, of course, on Twitter as well, at footinreview. You can find me on Twitter at footcoaching. And of course, for all things coaching, check out footcoaching.com. Basically, that's it. So, well, you know what? I'm going to drop it. Thanks, guys.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. T. In the view. F. U. T.